Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if a favorite toy just happened to be half-naked muscular men? Welcome back, everybody, to episode 99 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti. With me today, as always, are the two best co-hosts a host could have. Starting with the man himself, the toy salesman, the entrepreneur of the group, the businessman, Travis Bowles. How you doing, Trav?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me into your home.
Yeah, we are in my home.
I don't think you can call him a businessman if he doesn't pay taxes.
Just trying to make up stuff.
So,
just trying to.
It's make more of criminal, probably, isn't it? I mean, no.
I actually have an. I have a multiple LLCs. I don't pay taxes either. So, you're the one that's smart about it, at least.
And around the table, because it's a round table today. So next to him and next to me is the man who's bigger than life. The guy who thinks he's funny. The guy who thinks he's good looking, the guy who thinks he's not fat. Pete McCarthy, how you doing, Pete?
I am startled by your accuracy, because all of those things are true. So,
yes.
Can you believe that we finally have as many episodes as Luft Balloons? So good.
As what?
The famous song from the 80s, 99 Luft Balloons, it was in German.
No.
Not the 99 Luft Balloons. Oh, you guys are killing me. You've all heard the song.
No.
All right, we're going to YouTube. Fuck it.
I don't know if I want to hear
this.
You're
going to
hear
it. Yeah, I don't. You're all going to know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Listeners, this is Kyle knows what I'm talking about. He was like 45, 46 in the 80s.
Kyle. Yeah, he was still vibrant. Yeah. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
He was still vibrant.
Vibrant. There we go.
All right.
Boy.
Oh, I got to skip this ad in 3, 2, 1.
Dang ads.
Dang ads. You guys have all heard this song, I guarantee it. It's in German? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, well, I guess I have heard this.
I never thought it was in a different language. I thought I just was retarded and couldn't understand what they were saying.
Yeah.
Wow. What an interesting... You know, you learn something.
Pete's new theme music.
Yeah. This is how I'm going to walk. Every time I walk into a room now, I'm going to play this.
You should be one of those obnoxious teenagers that you just carry around a Bluetooth speaker with you.
Yes.
Wherever you go, and you just play that song.
Yes. All right. Well, that was fun. A little trip down memory lane, for Kyle at least. So, thanks for having us into your home, for sure. I agree. I will echo Travis on that.
Thanks for coming. I love this. We got to start a little earlier than normal.
We're getting old, man.
Maybe Travis won't get up 3/4 of the way through the show and start stretching and walking away.
Like
and
packing all of his shit up.
Looking at us like, oh my God, I can't do this anymore.
You know it's over when he grabs his keys and he starts his car from inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he knows there's a 12-minute kill on it, and he's going to get out there before it kills. So. Yeah.
So what's been going on with you, Pete?
Be honest with you guys, I got back from vacation. I was off for 14 days. you guys all know I work 24-hour shifts. I went into work Friday night to cover the back half of a shift for a coworker of mine, which led into my normal 24, and then we got hit with that storm. So I went into work Friday night at 7 p.m. I got out Sunday at 2 p.m., and I was home. I went back in the next morning at 7, got out at 8 the next morning because of a late call. Then I went back in at 10 that night because one of the guys got sick and was throwing up, and then I got out this morning at 7. So I've slept 5 of my last 6 nights at the fire station. And we burned almost 40 calls in that amount of time. It just, and I don't, and I'm not complaining by any stretch because that's why I got into the job, was to answer the calls, run the alarms. But it just, it was freaking crazy, man. So I'm glad to be off for a couple of days. Looking forward to King County this weekend.
Yeah.
So
if you're a new listener, you heard Pete talking about snow. No, this episode was not recorded in January. This is April.
Yep.
We're in Michigan.
Yep.
We're getting hammered with snow.
Right.
This will not stop.
Yes. So that's just what we put up with.
You guys excited tomorrow's 420?
I didn't even think about it.
Oh. Yeah.
You know?
It's not cool anymore because we're old and we don't partake.
It never was cool for me. I never partook. I was scared of that. Like all the preaching they did in school about how this is going to destroy your brain, it worked. I listened to every freaking word of it, and I was like, "No way!"
And yet he did steroids.
I did not do steroids. I did not do steroids. Well, guys, I got a promotion at work.
That's awesome, dude. I'm proud of you, man. That's cool.
And I think it has the potential to be a good thing. We'll see.
There's no longer a buffer between you and the board or the council because you are now, you're the buffer now, man. So and you're buffer than the last guy. Am I right?
All right. Without a doubt.
I'm younger. And I'm not going to talk too much about it, but I will say, man, I feel like I'm out of the loop and it's only been a few days because I've been just so busy. Like, I just tonight Travis was like, "Did you see this?" And toy stuff, you know, toy and pop culture stuff. And I'm like, no, I didn't see that because I feel like I've had to put big boy pants on and be like, you know, a grown up. And I don't like it because I'm a little bit like Peter Pan, and I don't want to grow up. So,
anyways. So does that mean you're hiring somebody to fill your spot?
Eventually,
because I might be looking. Let me know.
Eventually. Eventually, this is a trial thing at this point. So if I decide it's not for me, I could go back. Okay. So we're not gonna make somebody quit a job who's quit give up a job to come right. on for me Only to for say it. Screw it and bump them back.
Right.
So we're not gonna do that to somebody. So
that's cool.
So yes, but I eventually, if I do stay in this position, we will be replacing me. You can't replace me though.
Well,
right. No, but we do know somebody that could step right in and help.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We do?
We do.
Mm. And I mean, you said he couldn't replace you, but right. I mean, he could do better than you.
Wait, on the podcast or at the job? I got lost.
At the job. At the job.
Okay. Yes.
I don't know if you've heard, Peter.
Apparently, I haven't heard because I'm lost right now.
Guess who bought property in Montague?
No shit.
Oh, it's actually done.
It. They bought it.
They oh, did. Wow. Good for them, man. That's awesome.
We are talking about our very own Joe Crazy Bill, and Montague puts Bill a lot closer to where, well, a lot closer to Travis, and much closer to me as well from where Bill used to live. So the Crazy Customizer will be close to us, but he will not have any money or time to customize. So it's kind of useless now.
I don't know if we can hang out with him anymore.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, good. Congrats, man. That's awesome. So,
yep.
Trav? What do you got?
You know, I talked to you guys last episode about how it sold a lot of toys within the last 2 shows. And this weekend, as we head to the Chicago Toy Show, I'm going to find out how many toys I have left because I actually haven't opened my trailer. I got no idea.
You still got quite a bit of inventory in the garage, though, don't you?
Not a ton.
Really?
Not a ton. To the point where, like, I put feelers out on Michigan Toy Traders going, hey, anybody looking to sell our... I mean, like, I'm sitting on a decent amount of cash right now that I can spend on toys. And I had about 3 or 4 people message me and, you know, they wanted to send me pictures and stuff. I really appreciate those people sending me pictures, but what they sent me was mostly garbage. So still hurting. So
yeah, hurting feelings apparently.
Well, you know, so, whatever. Right. Toughen up. This is toys, dude. You got it. If you're dealing with toys, you got to be tough.
you got to be a man's man.
That's right. So Kyle Miller's helping me out on the other side of the state. He's been scouring some clearance stuff, but it's going to be interesting. And like I said, I have no idea.
And you got three tables, don't you?
Yeah. I'll be okay there. You know, we'll see what happens.
If you have a good cane, though, Tulip City could be a bummer.
A rough. Yeah. So. I might just be sitting there. But my intention, too, is I'm going to try and buy in Chicago. I'm going to try and buy at Tulip. You know, so we'll see what happens. I got to get, because what I'm really worried about is Motor City. I mean.
Right, in May. Yeah, that's coming up faster than we think.
Let's be honest. If I have a bad show at Tulip, who cares?
Well, and realistically, a bad show at Tulip. Okay, you're not going to have a bad show at Tulip. Hey, I didn't make good money at Tulip.
Right, right.
But it's going to be a freaking riot.
I'll still have fun.
It's the usual. Well,
and the overhead is so low.
No, the overhead is so tiny. Right. And that's what... So, realistically, I could walk out of there...
That's why Rodriguez can get away with those short shorts. His overhead is really tiny.
Exactly. So, I'm not so worried about that. But when you go to Motor City, I mean...
You got to bring it.
I spent $1,500 on my booth.
Right.
I'm spending, I don't know, $600 on hotel rooms. It's real, you know. And
then you got to send Heidi to the spa.
Yeah.
Get the pedicures.
Yeah.
You got your, you know.
Hire somebody to sexually satisfy her. It gets expensive.
Yeah, and that's not cheap. So we'll see what happens. I got to find some toys.
You got a double booth at Motor City again?
Yeah.
The good thing is $750 a table at Motor City.
Yeah, yeah. The good thing is, but expensive.
Why'd you just shush me?
Well, because my wife's here, and she asked me how much I had in the Motor City, and I think I might have told her $1,200. But yeah, it's.
Hey, look, Trav. I want to give you some advice. This is the My Wife Is Going to Kill Me podcast.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
It's based on wives, you know, and them wanting to kill us. Mm-hmm. You got to be honest with your wife. Don't be hiding stuff. I mean, coming from me, I am always completely honest with my wife, and I never, ever fudge numbers or anything like that.
You know what happened 9 seconds ago? Mm-hmm. Somebody hit that 15-second fast-forward button because they knew what was coming. They just went boop, and they got right past it to me.
Well, and the funny thing is Steve's wife is the only one that listens to this podcast. So, good job, Steve. We're with you.
Right.
We're with you.
Right. Yeah. So, hey, this is episode 99. You know what that means?
Yeah, I do.
The next episode. Well, we might have
the next episode.
We might have a Kane County thing.
Oh yeah, we'll do some stuff at Kane County for sure.
But the next numerical episode will be episode 100.
100.
And we are pumped for it. And we're going to be doing some things. I hope that we get some people that listen to the show. I know it stinks. We have a lot of great diehard fans that don't live close to us. And we really wish all of you could be here. We're talking about the Joe Ryans. We're talking about the Anthony Houseels. We're talking about the Gary Rickelmans, of course. There's more. I'm going to miss you guys. Please don't get offended because I don't say your name, because there's many more than that. But
where
we
does
wish,
Michael Redding live?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I want to meet that guy.
I want to meet all of them.
Well, as do I, but I just for, you know.
The Eric Munoz. You know, did Eric, I say it right?
You did. Yeah, Munoz.
Screw you, Travis.
Yeah.
Dumbass. Yeah. So, you know, there's more than that. I'm still missing people. So, you know.
Sandusky, Washington.
Yeah.
You know.
Wherever fictitious universe you live in, I wish I'd see that son of a
gun. We want to meet him, and that's M-E-A-T, by the way.
We still owe him. We still owe him a prize, I think. So.
We probably still do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Anyways, you know, I wish we could look out, because we're going to be doing a live show, and I wish we could look out in the audience and see all those people, and that sucks that we won't, but we're still going to have some people there.
Yep.
So just to make all you great listeners jealous that you can't be there and make you feel even worse about it, Pete, are you going to do a comedy show?
As of an hour ago when you brought it up, yes, I'll do a little bit of comedy. I will tell you that the hardest part about doing a show in a small venue like that is, even if everybody laughs, it doesn't seem very loud up there. You know, I like to have like 100 people. So then when I'm not funny and then half of them laugh, well, that's still 50 people. Because when people go to a comedy show, they're prepared for comedy. Like, they come to laugh.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of sympathy laughs. You know what I mean? You get a, hey, that guy tried real hard. Let's laugh for him. You know what I mean? So, but no, I look forward to that. I've been out of the game for a little while now just because of everything, with everything going on. And like I've said before on the podcast, you're taking a guy who is constantly trying to be the center of attention and constantly trying to make people laugh. Why would he not do stand-up comedy? You get to, somebody hands you a microphone to be the center of attention and you just try to make people laugh. And I've had good shows. I've had great shows. I've had some shows that were neither of those things as well, you know? So, but either way, it'll be fun, you know, especially when it's, and especially when you've got, when you know an audience like that. There are people are surprised that I don't do a lot of jokes about my career in my sets. And Kyle Moore actually made this comment to me when he came and saw me in Hastings about a year ago. He said, "I couldn't believe you didn't talk once about your full-time job, or you didn't." Well, a lot of that stuff wouldn't be funny to people who didn't do the job. You know, the inside joke stuff, the kind of the people that don't understand the jargon or what have you. It isn't funny outside of that group. I really hope that, you know, since you've kind of brought it up, maybe I can get my mind going and I can, it's going to be toy guys and comic guys. Hopefully I can kind of spin it in that vein. And plus I'll be able to use some of the inside jokes that we have amongst ourselves that we talk about and be able to make it very relatable to that specific group. And that's a fun challenge for me as a writer. So, so we're going to do it up, man. We'll see what happens. And
so now to clarify, this isn't going to be part of the podcast.
No,
this is going to be for the people that are there attending to hear it, you know, live. And I'm pretty pumped about it. If you want, see, I could, how about this? I got a few jokes. I could warm them up for you.
Do it. Done.
And then I got some stuff. It's a very, it's jokey, but it's also socially prevalent. Like, I want to talk about, like, you know, a lot of, like, the downfall of masculinity and the overtake of feminism and all that stuff. And it would probably be just, people are going to roll.
Good. Laughing. That's what I want. The more
that's
shit
that's not the response I thought I was
going
to get.
The more shit you eat, the better I look.
I was setting you up to just, okay, there you go.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, by all means, get up there and drop a bomb like Hiroshima, okay, and I'll come in and save the day, baby. You know?
You'll come in like a hero.
Right. I can not even try at that point and hopefully get some laughs. Because I'll be like, hey, welcome to Pete McCarthy, and this is raucous laughter. And like, what are you laughing at? He's finally gone. Steve's off the stage. It's a win.
Thank you.
So...
No, I'm not. I'm not going to do any jokes, but I am going to introduce you.
Perfect.
That I'm gonna say, you know, I'm gonna say, hey.
I want intro music, and I want the lights to be like dimmed out, so like I can like actually like make an entry. You know what I mean?
That's a WWE entrance.
Yep. So to 99 Luft Balloons, it's gonna be awesome. So.
All right, Travis, toy drama, that's your thing. What do we got?
You know, interesting enough, I didn't get a ton of toy drama this week. I got a couple things that I think might cause a little bit of drama here in this room, but if you're listening to the podcast and you like listening to us, you like our sense of humor, my recommendation to you is going to be go out on Facebook and find My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me private group.
Just in case there's any confusion, it's called My Wife Is Going to Kill Me. Our normal page is called My Wife Is Going to Kill Me.
Travis, so, business is called My Wife Is Going to Kill Me.
Right. The podcast is called My Wife Is Going to Kill Me.
Travis's dog is called My Wife Is Going to Kill Me. Kane's middle name, Travis's son, is My Wife Is Going to
Kill Me.
And sometime I'm gonna get a trademark on it, too. So,
do you realize how much that cost?
I'm not getting a
trademark. Yeah, we looked into it.
I looked at $3,700 to start.
Oh my god, that's so stupid. Because
you have to pay lawyers to research to make sure it's not an infringement on somebody else first.
No. Right. But hey, if we pool all the money we've made from this podcast together,
we're $3,700 short. So, in fact, we're probably $4,900 short.
Yeah, we're negative. Yeah, yeah. But if you want to join it, and the name could change. We're going to let you guys know that. But you need to go on there, and what I did was I wanted to kind of try and keep it to people that listen to our podcast.
Right.
Because
the real believers.
Yeah, because here's the hard part. These groups, they grow like crazy. And as much as I'm like, oh, the more people in the group, the more people might have you also have then run the chance of stuff happening in there that you kind of don't want to happen. And I don't want to police this. I don't want to have to spend time, you know, handling stuff. And so it's one of those things. So what I did was I created a thing that was a question they had to answer to get in. And I thought, what would be a great, great question to ask? And I thought, easy. Who is your favorite host on the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast?
And every motherfucker said Kyle Moore.
So the funny thing is we've actually only had two people ask to join since I added that question.
Okay.
And one of them, Anthony Maranucci.
That sounds close. I can't see it, but it's
I don't think we've heard
that's a legit name. That's a real name that he's saying, so that's good.
Lives in Pueblo, Colorado.
Nice.
Yep.
Killing it. He's slaying it over here.
If he's got snow.
Name your favorite host of the My Wife Is Going to Kill Me podcast. And he said, Jeremy DeWitt.
Fuck you, Pueblo, Colorado. How do you not let him in for an answer like that?
Of course I let him in.
Perfect.
Of course I let him in. So that one was a good one. Okay, I was pretty impressed. So that was really the showstopper.
You know, this is funny because, you know, there's three of us here. Yeah. And when you put it up there, I seriously, deep inside, say, please let it be Steve. Please let it be Steve. I really want it to be me.
He kept looking at me. I'm like, how is it not me?
Pete thinks they're all going to be him.
So,
and I just want it to be me. Right. If you say Steve, Pete still thinks that it's him.
Yes.
It's like that guy's just saying that.
Like, wow, somebody spelled Pete wrong. So it's a T and two E's. I get it. It's close. So
Christopher Kelly, also a longtime listener. He also asked to join, and his answer was Vernetta.
Well played, Christopher Kelly.
Oh, my gosh.
He likes Vernetta. He's probably one of those guys that doesn't go by Chris. He probably goes by Topher. He's, you know what I mean? He thinks he's cool. So probably is
yeah, we're going to get some Hobby Lobbies.
Yeah.
We're going to get some Kyle Moores.
I loved it, man.
Get some Matt Rodriguez's.
Each one of those, I read it, and I like instantly was just laughing. So it was entertaining.
Well played.
But if you want to come have some fun with us, I'll tell you, the way we look at it is it's a place where you can kind of get on there. If you've been ashamed to, you know, comment on our regular Facebook page because you don't want your family, friends, boss to know that you've got toy problems, we totally get it.
Hold on, guys. Matt Rodriguez just texted us. It looks important. Are you picking her up or want me to stay? I have basketball at 7:30, so I can stay. So how do we answer that?
You should say, oh, gosh.
Please, I will grab her, head home.
Don't put anybody
relax.
In danger here.
When you get home, I expect you to be ready.
to go longer than a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Dinner is in the crock pot. Please turn it from high to simmer.
Yes. Everybody listening at home wishes they had friends that are as big assholes as us. Right.
Right. The cool thing about this group is this group is designed to, this is the no hurt feelings group. This is, you guys, you're going to see stuff that's going to be funny and inappropriate, and it's going to be shots. It's going to be all of those things. We're not selling anything in here. It's not for posts. It's not, Travis, I will tell you right now, there's at least two posts that Dollars to Donuts he meant to put on the other one and already screwed it up himself. Cause there was a couple, I'm like, why would he not just put that on My Wife Is Going to Kill Me? Because he's confusing himself with his own names. But this is all about just poking fun and joking and having, and no, if you're upset by the F word, don't get on here. You know what I mean? This is our uncensored page, you know? So, and did we get any good results from my question today?
Oh, you know, you should bring that one up.
I will.
Oh, that's right. I did see that. And there were no good results at the time.
At the time.
But maybe we got something now.
I gotta find the right. My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me.
Hold you know what, maybe even that could be one we save too for a little bit to get a few more votes.
I'll see what's on there. Yeah. But
all right. So Pete, find something. He'll drop back in. But toy news. I gotta say, hey, I was totally away from it. Oh no, Pete.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So the question. It was the fuck, marry, kill game with the hosts, our three hosts. And okay. I have to read at least this one. Jeremy DeWitt, fuck Travis, marry Pete, kill Steve, because if I can't have him, no one can. Well done, Jeremy.
That's right. That's right, damn it. We have a very unhealthy relationship, me and Mr. DeWitt.
And we'll share some of those at a later date as well. Hopefully we'll get some more fun ones. But
So Toy News Super 7 dropped today that they're doing Strider for the Classics line. I am so pumped about that because I love Strider. And you know what? Travis knows. Pete, do you know who my favorite Masters of the Universe character is?
It was whatever the one was in that package that Justice opened.
Yes. So, yes.
Your man at arms, I thought, was your guy. Ram Man?
Well,
Ninjor?
He acts like
Jitsu?
Ram Man.
Fisto? Snout Spout?
Fisto.
It is Fisto. Okay.
Fisto. Fisto's my guy.
That's okay. Fisto's your guy. Does Fistor ride Stridor?
Okay, it's not Fistor, it's Fisto.
Okay.
For one. And yes. Fisto is often riding Stridor, and that is because back in the day, there was a two-pack you could buy Stridor and get Fisto with him, and I think people just thought so you always pretty much see Fisto with Stridor, and you see Jitsu with Night Stalker, and we have the Night Stalker, and I got my Jitsu in him, and now we're going to get Stridor, and I can't wait to put my
fist in her?
Fisto in it.
Which is awesome.
It is going to be epic, and I'm really excited about that.
What do you think about the little bit of drama surrounding it?
You know, his mask, Stridor has this mask of this
helmet.
Helmet. It goes over his head, and they added a horn or a spike to it, like kind of unicornish. Is that what it looked like to you?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
I don't really love it. I want to see better pictures of it than what I've seen.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't know why they would have to do that, or I don't understand, honestly. So, you know, I'm not in love with it. It's not a deal breaker for me by any means, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Pete, I know you have never listened to Podcasters of the Universe, and I hate to plug it on our show, but Steve does voices for some of the characters when they read these books. Right. And he's had two recently that I've really enjoyed. And so, really quick. Okay, I'm going to say a character, okay. All right? Now, I don't want you to, because this is for podcasters, I get it. But I want to just give people a little tease to what they could be getting, okay? So, I'm going to say a character, and Pete is going to say a quick phrase that you have to then say in that character's voice.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
So now this thing on podcasters kind of came out of nowhere. I by no means think I'm like a voice actor or anything.
You don't need to explain this. People
I
know,
do need to explain
no, no,
this.
No, people know you got problems.
According to Rodriguez, you think you're an artist too. It's all good.
This is just something we do for fun. Okay, I'll do my best.
Okay, actually.
Can I? I'm going to throw a suggestion out there, mm-hmm. and if it's wrong for me to do this, by all means.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that in front of the live audience and having them shout out, I think instead of me coming up with them,
mm-hmm.
if I want to do this right now, but this is a taste because in front of the live studio audience, we've got to do this. This is an insanely awesome
idea. I wish we could bring Jeremy up too.
He's got a gig tonight, doesn't he?
All right. So actually, how about this? You give the phrase.
Okay.
And then
you
I will give
the
him,
character.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, based
all
on
right.
the phrase. Yep.
Oh, geez. Oh, Pete. I don't always like being put on the spot here. So.
I mean, it could be simple, Peter. Right. It doesn't have to be anything too crazy.
I like my women like I like my peanut butter. Chunky.
Prince Adam.
I like my women like I like my peanut butter. Chunky.
Okay, that was good. I like that. I like that. I like that. I could not believe he had the audacity to pass me on the right.
Merman.
I could not believe he had the audacity to pass me on the right.
I'm not even a He-Man fan, and I find that hilarious. So the He-Man people got to go berserk over that stuff, man. So one more.
Can you give me two more, please?
Two more, yes. My cat's breath smells like cat food.
Fisto.
My cat's breath smells like cat food.
Is Fisto, like, foreign?
He is when I do him. No basis for that. But that's what I do.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Mechanic.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
That sounded just like Bill Clinton.
And then I need one more, Peter.
Need one more.
One more. Because okay. We got to have He-Man.
So. Got to have He-Man. Oh, okay. So give. Okay, it's going to be He-Man. So we'll do this one in reverse. So.
He's thinking.
He's thinking. Is.
I wholeheartedly disagree that Pete is a racist.
I wholeheartedly disagree that Pete is a racist.
That's got to go in the intro. That's got to go in the intro. And Pete McCarthy, I wholeheartedly disagree. Oh. Well done, Steven.
I wish Jeremy was here. We got to we'll get him. We got to do this with Jeremy when one of these days he'll guest host.
We're going to make up a wheel, and it's going to be spin the wheel, character spin the wheel, get the phrase. And then we'll grade. We'll get head-to-head combat style.
Yeah, I like it.
That's going to be sweet.
Because that's the only way you get Skeletor here. So, Jeremy, I can't do it.
His Skeletor is amazing.
The stuff he's doing, the little Skeletor figure. That's so good.
It's pretty good.
Oh.
All right, so some more toy news, just really quick. The Four Horsemen, with their Mythic Legion line, announced they're doing some exclusive figures. For some cons, they announced two yesterday for PowerCon. I can't remember their names, and I would never get them right anyway.
One of them is they just repainted the bath from one of the Marvel Legends waves, didn't they? With the hand cannon Siberian Tiger bullshit.
Not quite. So. Not quite.
One of them is Battle Cat inspired, and the other is Evelyn inspired.
Yes.
They were cool looking figures.
They're cool looking. So. You know. And
guess who's going to be at PowerCon?
Jeremy DeWitt.
Jeremy DeWitt and Matthew Rodriguez.
Steven, you're going too?
Yes.
Who's is that the group? Are you guys going to the threesome? Yes. The three of you?
Yes.
Cool. Oh, my God. Can you imagine Matt being the meat in that sandwich?
There's men that have a lot of meat.
No.
So.
Nope. And then they also announced two more for one of the New Jersey cons, which, you know what? That's what we're going to have to do. The three of us are going to have to go do a New Jersey con.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to have to do it.
We are.
I don't even know how long of a drive it is. I got no idea.
I believe I've been told it's something like 12 hours from...
Holy shit, that's a long drive.
Dear listener.
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. But we got to do it. You know, we'll sign up for one, and that would be fun to do.
You mean to sell at it?
Yeah. What? Dude, I can't just go to a show.
It's so much less work to go to a show. It's really a lot of less work to just go.
As Steve Starr has risen, he is so much less interested in me selling at shows. He just wants to go and have people walk up to him and be like, "Oh my God, you're Steve Bisciotti."
Oh yeah, that's what it's all about.
And I'm like, Steve, the only way people can do that is if you're standing next to that big sign that we have. With your head on it. Otherwise, people just walk around going, God, look how wide that dude is.
Oh, no. No, but really.
But anyway, we're going to have to do it. Okay, we'll do it at some point. So that wraps up the toy news that I got. Besides one thing, people, if you get a chance, we might talk about it a little bit in this episode, but, man, Walmart and the Star Wars Black stuff, it's ridiculous. Go out to your Walmart, try and get some Star Wars Black. The prices right now. $5, and now there's even talk that people are finding Star Wars Black for 3 cents.
What?
3 cents.
How does that even happen?
I don't know, but it has. People are posting receipts online. Wow. And someone in our toy group, Derek Trevelyan, has found some and bought them.
The new stuff?
No, because the new stuff is, no one can find the new stuff anymore.
Okay, right.
But he's finding, I mean, the stuff before, you know, which is not, it's peg warming stuff anyway, but for 3 cents.
Yeah, I'll take a fin for 3 cents.
Exactly. All right.
And I'll take the rest of them for a fin. All right. Well, it's time for
Thanks, UPS guy.
All right. Ooh, Travis, look at him. He got right up out of his seat immediately.
He's got a big old box.
He is
man.
Excited, and he drug a big box over to his chair. Now he's pulling a big box out of the big box.
Look at this. I have never once bought a Jurassic Park toy. Okay. But I've been seeing this online, and people are kind of losing their mind right now. This is the new, you know, it was Thanos, you know, the Walmart Thanos. Then it was the Marvel Select Thanos, or the Disney one. Now it is, people are losing their mind over this. And when I saw it in the store, holy shit, it's amazing. Now, what is going to look good on this guy?
You're going to put Mythic Legions on it.
I'm going to put a Mythic Legion riding this Tyrannosaurus Rex. And this is the giant one, battle damage.
What you should do is put Star-Lord on it. But
articulation is not great in this figure, but I'm going to tell you, I'm really impressed at how it looks.
It's pretty cool looking.
$50 at Walmart. Selling
$50.
$50. Selling on eBay, $80 to $120 right now.
Really?
I went to try and buy the other one because I'm like, well, I'm a dummy. Why didn't I buy both? I could have took it to Chicago. It's gone already.
Really?
At our Walmart. So
I don't love it.
How come?
It's kind of cool, but for $50,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So I've been told. I still have mine in the package. Shocking. I've been told when you put the tail on it, it stands like 4 feet tall, like tail to head.
Yeah, that's physically not possible, I don't think.
You don't think that's 2 feet tall?
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, if you put the tail.
The tail's going to stick out.
Long. It's not going to...
No, No. I'm sorry, 4 feet long.
It is cool. I'm not going to put Mythic Legions on it, so I don't know what I'd do with it.
You need to give it to Middle Camp and have him actually Dremel out those wounds. And like make actual claw marks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he just loves our ideas.
Instead of just paint.
Russ, I know Russ Coulter, a good friend of us, he said he wants to change his into Devil Dinosaur, a Marvel character. And so, I mean, there's some fun ideas out there, and it'll be cool seeing him. But I don't know if you ever got on and looked what the. Now, obviously, we're talking about a 25 or 20 year old toy, I think. But the original T Rex, like that was similar to this size from Jurassic Park. It actually wasn't this big. But what that sells for in the box like this is ridiculous.
Really?
$200-$300.
Really?
No kidding.
Yeah. Yep. So I do kind of think this is going to be one of those toys.
Yeah.
If you sit on it, you know.
So are you going to put a Mythic Legion on it or are you going to leave it in the box? Are you kidding when you say that? What's your real intentions?
My real intentions is to leave it in the box right now and wait and see what happens. But if I find another one on clearance, a Mythic Legion is going on it. The reality of it is I only got so much room. And you put this thing in a diorama, as cool as it'll look, especially if you do, like Pete said, you actually have somebody with some ability to do some paint and stuff. But I don't know. I loved it. I saw it, and I was like, I got to have it.
All right.
Next, I was ordered to order off of Amazon the Yellow Tiger Stripe Marvel Legends Series 12-inch Wolverine.
Man.
And while he's not open, I love this figure.
I wish it was open. So bad. I so much really just despise you sometimes for the fact that you bring these things in the package all the time. I mean, I'm going to bring some in-package figures tonight, but come on. You got something as cool as this. And he just handed me the box. It weighs, feels like it weighs.
What is, what's that, Ron?
100 pounds, but it doesn't.
Gosh, I think, well, it was, okay. I think they're 50,
oh my
but
gosh.
I bought a bunch of stuff from Hasbro. Had like a, it was like, I don't know, remember, it was 15% off.
Oh, okay.
Everything, so, sure, so whatever, could, 15 off of 50. Right,
750.
Sure wish I could articulate him and see how his articulation works, but I bet
you could put him in some amazing poses.
His screaming head is freaking awesome.
Take a look on the back, that pose they got him in the back with that screaming head.
His mask is like ripped open on the top of his head and his hair is kind of poking out through it. And the tiger stripe suit, he's got battle damage, like shoulder like, I don't know how to describe them other than say like pauldrons, but it's just his little sleeves that stick out, those little blue things that go over his deltoids. Scratches in them, holes in them, fists with no claws. He's got a
why can we just let everybody know, if you're displaying a Wolverine figure without his claws popped, like, you're not my friend. That's ridiculous.
I could see if poses that would be kind of cool. Now, I don't think you ever want to do it with both of them unpopped. But one not popped and one popped, I could do that. Also comes with kind of a smirking head. He's just got great head options. That's got no mask, and then he's got the little piece you'd put so it looks like his mask has been pulled back.
That's a neat feature.
I want this figure. I've got one of these 12-inch figures. There are...
Who?
Captain America.
Yeah, Cap. That's right.
And I got one of them, and I would love... Is he shorter than my Cap? Can you tell? My Cap happens to be right close. I would love to know his scale.
I would say he's a little bit shorter, maybe a head.
Okay.
But maybe not.
Hard to tell because it's in the damn package.
But it looks a little shorter to me.
I like that. So this is one I would love to have. Another one I would love to have is Ant-Man, because I want to do the effect.
Oh, yeah.
Of, you know, you take the slightly larger man from the bath and the, you know, and then you could have a kind of a growing effect on that.
Yeah, as long as they put him in the same costume.
Yeah, we'll see if they do an Ant-Man for, I don't know if there's no talks of that yet, is there, that we've ever seen?
No.
So Ant-Man is one I would love to have, and I really love that Daredevil.
Oh, yeah. Daredevil's amazing.
And I would love to have this one, but I've only got Cap at this point. Also, Spider-Man. Man, I really would like a Spider-Man. I missed that boat.
You know, and I didn't want the Spider-Man until I saw...
Middlecamps
and the poses he could get him in. I was absolutely amazed. So, and then last but not least, I was able to get the Star Wars Black Series Dubak. And I didn't find it in the store. Same thing. I ordered it from Hasbro.
Beautiful. And
it is.
I mean, I don't know. It's in a box, but it really looks like it could be beautiful. I can see the figure in a little window in the box, and he looks cool. You know, we've got the Sand Trooper before. His paint apps are pretty good. So the picture of this toy is really kind of makes you think that whatever's in this box is pretty cool. That's all I can say about it.
It is neat.
Yep. Picture of it is really good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The photograph that they took of this toy out of the box and then put it on the back of the box. I can tell you that's good.
Just think when I put a Mythic Legion orc on it. How awesome that's going to look.
No.
I'm going to be
selling. That is a doobag.
I'm going to be selling that Sand Trooper so fast.
Give him to me.
All right. I'll sell him to you.
I'll give you $3. Clearance.
I'll give you $0.03. That's going price right now.
Real quick, I want to also bring this up. I was in the mail. I did get my 3.75 G.I. Joe Volume 5 Special Force Team That Forged an American Hero collection and commentary by Dan Klingensmith. And I was pretty excited about picking that up. And the reality of it is Steve will enjoy this much more than I am. So, Steven, that is a gift.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
This means I have all of them. I'm looking. Good characters in here. Really good characters. Wow, this might be the best. Wow, heavy hitters.
Low light.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't know if I'm giving something away if I talk about this for a minute, but we've got Stalker. We got Airborne. We got Recondo. We've got Barbecue. Oh, my. Like you said, this is just... This right here is a home run. I don't know if... I didn't look through everything, so I don't know if the best G.I. Joe ever, version 1 Rock and Roll, is in here. Probably not. One time Dan told me he was coming. That was 2 issues before. Or ago. But anyways, these books are great. He puts a lot of work into them. The pictures are good. The photographs good. Just the content itself. Just well done. It's beautiful.
The quality of the book's awesome, too. So pretty cool. And that's all I got.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. No, I'm good. Okay, so I was a lucky son of a gun. We've heard of this happening online. It's been talked about. It's not a local thing. It's an everywhere thing, isn't it?
It's Walmart.
Mm-hmm. So we had our last Friday was the day that they released the new figures for the Solo film. That would have traditionally been Force Friday. On Thursday night, we would have camped out in front of Toys R Us, and we would have waited for 12 o'clock to go inside and find no toys. We didn't do that this time. Or rather, toys that were hidden by the Toys R Us employees, which we did find one year. Travis phoned. So I end up going to Walmart, and I was not even going there to look for toys. I was seriously going there to buy The Last Jedi. I had finally, first movie I didn't buy immediately the day it come out in the morning. Like, get up early and go buy. Every Star Wars movie, I do that. I like get up and go to Myers or someplace before I even go to work and get it, because it's a big deal for me. But The Last Jedi is so lackluster to me that I took a couple weeks, and I'm like, all right, I guess I might as well take a look at this thing again. So anyways, I went in there to buy that. And I glanced over at the aisle with the toys, and I saw, hey, there's a bunch of toys hanging on the pegs over there in the Star Wars. Walked over there. Every Solo figure that was released hanging on these pegs. And the best thing about it was they were clearanced. I guess what happened there is they had some... Weren't they basically trying to make room for the new stock?
Yeah, these figures. They're trying to make room for these.
So they clearanced the old ones. But then when they came in these ones, they didn't change it in the system, and these were clearanced as well. First day out, $5 a piece. Grabbed every damn one of them. Pretty cool. So, out of the box, we have a character that just looks great on the shelf. He's awesome. He's an important character to the Star Wars saga. He's been in Rogue One. You'll see him in Episode 4. And it is Tarkin. Tarkin is pretty dang cool looking. And he comes with the little droid that tortures or does something to Princess Leia to make her tell the truth or something. I don't know. I think it's a torture droid.
Yeah.
You know. So he comes with that, and he looks really great standing next to Vader. I'm impressed. I got him sitting there, arms behind his back. He looks great. Now, Hobby Lobby did a custom of Tarkin, and it was fantastic. And I don't think you're going to beat a Hobby Lobby paint job on the face, but this Tarkin is really good for a store-bought figure. I mean, it's fantastic. Next to him, I have, I think, probably aesthetically the coolest-looking figure in this whole line. And it is the Range Trooper. That's what it says in the box. Now, he is some sort of a trooper. He's white. He's got a cool winter coat. He's got some cool fur on his jacket. He is just really a cool figure. Articulation, not so hot. I tried to put his ankles don't really rock too much, and his feet, you kind of got to have him standing in a clunky pose, but he's wearing a lot of clothes, so he probably would be standing in a clunky pose.
He's got big old mechanical boots on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And look cool. I just think that he is just a sweet figure. Since they were only $5, I picked up two of them. And what? Sold me $50. Travis was giving me the look.
This is one that I'd put on my shelf with my other stormtroopers. You know what I mean?
It's pretty cool looking.
He's beautiful. In fact, hey, if you want one, you gave me a book, you could have it.
I'm good.
Jeez. I'll take it. It is cool how they... I mean, this piece doesn't articulate.
There's a very mechanical way they built those ankles.
Yeah.
They don't articulate well, but they...
You know what's interesting is we talk about how Hasbro and, you know, they want to be able to reuse all these pieces and parts.
Ain't never going to use them boots again.
Never. I mean, they're awesome. Yeah. They're awesome, but I mean, it's...
And I don't even see the fur.
It's a cool looking figure.
You know, that style. I mean, that really is kind of an all... I mean, I'm sure the helmet is probably the basis for it, at least is something else, but...
I don't know, but this guy just is... He's cool. When I saw him, I was like, yeah, I could already build that son of a gun. I'm not going to. Probably going to just keep the two because I don't have space to army build the shit out of them, but I sure would like to. And then also we've got, I picked up the Death Star Trooper, which was previously released in the wave two of the 40th anniversary figures, I believe.
Yep. It's not not the same head, though.
It is not.
Nope.
Awesome. I did not know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, and I really like the face on that. Show Peter.
Yeah, it is a good head sculpt. The whatever they do with the scanning of the heads, I mean, obviously this one isn't based on an actor, but I think that has kicked in now for Star Wars Black, which
and it looks so nerdy.
Yeah, it's like, man, who are we gonna hey, where's Roy, the accountant? Can you get him into the facial recognition scan room?
Yeah.
You know?
And I would have bought, if there was more of these, I would have bought every one they had. This is the Jawa. I think it's maybe the same Jawa that's, no?
Something about the hood is different.
That's cool, too.
Yeah.
I really like that. They're doing little differences here.
And the only reason I know that is because Ross sent us a picture, then, and it was them standing next to each other, and, I mean, it looked different.
I love that. See here, whoops. And then we have the man himself. Well, kind of. Close to the man himself. Solo. Aaron Alden Reich, I believe is Alden Aaron Reich. Aaron Alden Reich. I don't know. It's something like that. I feel like Travis now. I think it's Alden Aaron Reich. I don't know. He is a cool figure, and now they're really starting to look like the actors. And, I'm excited. How you guys, you've seen, are you up to date on the Solo trailers?
Yeah.
I think it looks fun.
It looks fun.
People are, you know.
Yep.
You said that about The Last Jedi, too.
Yeah.
Well, there Alden were, there, Ehrenreich.
Alden Ehrenreich. Yep. Or Reich, I don't know. So, looks very good. And then we have Childish Gambino here.
Which may be the coolest figure.
He is very, very cool. Lando Calrissian. If people have...
That face is saying, motherfucker! You know what I mean?
If people have reservations about Alden playing a young Han Solo, and I realize it's really hard to do when you're going up against Harrison Ford, for crying out loud, but I don't think anybody, from what we've seen, has any issues with this childish dude playing
this Lando. Childish dude. Yeah, he's pretty immature.
He is.
I agree. I have not seen anybody complain about that.
Every little clip we've seen.
We can't complain about it, guys. Let's be realistic. That wouldn't be right. Have a whole nother
every
problem.
The total of probably 3 seconds I've seen of this guy playing Lando, gold. You look at him, there's Lando.
Yeah.
That's Lando.
I would like to know how Lando and how Harrison Ford feel. Like, I'd love to sit down with those two guys in a room and get the straight dope from the horse's mouth of...
Harrison, know? I don't think he gives a damn.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think he cares.
Did you guys see the meme?
How could you not care a little bit or worry about... I mean, that guy put himself into all of those movies and built that character. And
well, he wanted to get rolled out.
He hated that character.
He wanted to get killed in Empire, I think it was.
No, Jedi.
Jedi,
he really wanted Solo to get killed. And he really got pissy about every time he gets asked about it for the years. And the only reason he came back is because he got paid a gazillion dollars to do it. Way more than Carrie Fisher. Way more than
well, let's
Hamill.
Let's be realistic. What did
right.
Mark he Hamill did, was he the deserved. Voice of Joker. Prince and Princess Leia was on, I think, a roast on Comedy Central.
I get
other
it.
Than that, you know. Yeah.
I get it. But and also they needed to pay him to do it. Mm-hmm. And he did it and they killed him and I mean
and he got his wish.
He got his wish, and I think they like to make it out like he cares. I mean there's stuff out there that says that he met with Miss Alden and talked to him and stuff. I don't know, it's probably just hubbub.
They might have done that actually, but I mean
so now Lando, I think Lando owns that role a little bit more. I mean, at this age, it's kind of all he's got, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, what else is going for Lando?
I don't have my hopes up high for the movie, to be honest.
Really?
I'll just wait and see what happens. I hate to say it, but The Last Jedi really kind of bummed me out. So.
I think this is going to be like Rogue One.
I think so, too. It probably will be. It'll be really enjoyable. I think the trailer looks good. He looks good. I'm excited about it. Yeah. But the meme that's out there that they where they go, that like the majority of Star Wars fans really just wish that Harrison Ford would play the young,
right?
And
but just act like he's only 20 years old.
And out of and out of pure stubbornness, fans would just believe it.
No, that's really good.
Yeah, it's so good. Whoever wrote that, they did a good job.
What do you think Harrison Ford made for the original Star Wars in 1977?
The original?
The original.
200,000.
Oh, no, no, no. I think it's more like 20,000.
It's 10,000.
Oh, yeah. I guess I should have thought about the first
then,
one.
So then Empire went up to 100,000.
Yeah, 200 would probably have been Jedi is what it...
Because, and then
Jedi, he got 500,000.
Okay, you know what happened between Empire and Jedi, I believe?
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. So what do you guys think he made for Star Wars The Force Awakens?
60 million.
No. That, 20 million.
Yeah, 20 is what I was
going to say. That's it.
Dude, it's
20 million still.
Crazy. It's a lot, but I just heard people.
I don't think you'll find any. 20 million seems to be about, that's about going rate for Top of the Pops for a feature film.
At least last I remembered.
So, yeah. The way people make more is they say, I'm not taking a salary, I'm taking a percentage.
Yeah.
You know, but I see a lot of 20 million for this movie, but you don't see much more than that.
I thought it was drastically more than that. But, you know, hey, I think that, yeah, like, I would love, look up what Mark Hamill. For Last Jedi, or for The Force Awakens, I would love to know if you find that out. But no, I'm excited about this movie. Is that it for toys?
I think so. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Moving on until Pete comes up with some numbers for us.
Moving on, we'll talk about a few books we've read.
All right.
I wanted to bring up that Steve on the last episode gave me that Darth Vader book by Marvel, which I've really enjoyed the Star Wars books that I've read by Marvel. They put their top writers on them, and it was good. I really enjoyed it. Whizzed through it.
Yeah, it's fast.
Yep, and was definitely entertained. You know, when you were describing it about, you know, Vader getting comfortable with his, I was like, oh, God, that just sounds boring. But it wasn't that. In depth, like what I was envisioning,
right,
you know, it was good. It was really well done, and I definitely recommend that for anybody that's into Star Wars.
The thing about these Vader books is Vader don't say much.
He doesn't.
So
there got to be other characters in it.
Yeah, there's got to be other characters, and that's why you fly through it so much. There's beautiful art, and it's still a good story.
Yep.
Vader just isn't. He's not chatty.
No. Very enjoyable though.
So.
Yep. I appreciate that. It was good.
Cool.
Mark Hamill made $650. For the original Star Wars.
$6.50?
No, $650,000. For a New Hope.
Wow.
Huh? No.
That don't make sense.
Didn't you just tell me that that Harrison only made 10 grand? He 10 did. Grand to 650,000, that's too... Luke's didn't have a budget for that. Unless...
I'm just going by what I saw, man.
He's just going by what the internet told him.
Okay. Internet says it's got to be true.
I didn't say that. I'm just...
Pete handed me the Black Monday Murders.
I'm not saying you did.
When he walked in the door, which I cannot wait to read. Hickman absolutely is one of my favorites, and I'm super excited about this book. I also got Injection Number 3, which is by Warren Ellis, Shavely, and Belair.
Oh, I thought you were actually talking about... getting ready to get Quato out. Like, you actually were getting injections.
No injection yet.
Or something.
I am going to talk about this again. I went back. It was one of those books where I was like, I got to go back and read 1 and 2 because it's kind of a... It's a smart read.
Right.
Okay? You cannot be dumb and read this comic book.
I'm out.
But holy crap. It is really, really good. And I really want to recommend this. I just finished 1 and 2, which I'd already read, but I wanted to go back and reread them. And I'm going to be starting 3, and I'm super excited about it. And the whole premise is these 5 people get together, and they're pretty much, you know, genius level people, all different fields. And they run through all these simulations and figure out that the human race is pretty much done evolving from the standpoint of there's not going to be a lot more breakthroughs in technology and science, And they're like, we have to figure out a way to jumpstart this. We got to do something. And what they do is they create something that would be similar to an AI program. But one of them is kind of like a witch. And he puts something else in it. And they haven't ever answered yet what that is. But my guess is a ghost or a spirit or something along those lines into this AI. So then it's not just AI. It's something more.
Yeah.
You know, and it is awesome. It is such a good book. And it's partly because the five characters in it are freaking awesome.
They're super developed.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. And Ellis just writes amazing stuff. And I could go on about him and his mind, but I don't want to. I'm just going to tell you guys right now, get this book. Okay. Books. Injection. Yeah. I books.
Is four out yet?
I hope so. I only have three, but Image Comics. I mean, these trades run, they're $10. You know, one of the things I love about Image,
right?
They're cheap. You know, go out and get these books. All right. That's it for me.
That's it for you. Pete, got anything to talk about reading-wise?
I got the second. I can confirm a second site says the same thing. Harrison Ford got $10,000. That was $1,000 per week is what Harrison Ford got. This says that Mark Hamill made $650,000 plus a 0.025% of the movie's total profit.
Hmm. So I guess he is the main. He was the main character.
Right. Hey, maybe that's why Harrison didn't like it very much.
Oh. And Princess Leia, they never disclosed what she made, but it's believed to be significantly less than Mark Hamill's. But she also got the same percentage royalty deal. Harrison Ford did not get the royalty deal.
Hmm.
So, but in The Force Awakens, Harrison Ford made $25 million up front, plus a 0.5% share of the film's gross earnings.
Oh, okay.
But for The Force Awakens, they estimated Mark Hamill's at $5 million. So it started out $650,000 and $10, and then he only went from $650,000 to $5. Harrison Ford went from $10,000 to $25 million up front,
wow,
plus double the percentage that the other people got in the first film. So, but I just read Clean Room 3. Which is Gail Simone, and she's a great writer. The art is very fun. I shouldn't say it's fun. It's written. It's drawn very well. It's violent. It makes you think. It's just really good. The premise behind it is there are people that when they are brought back from the dead, i.e. they have a traumatic something happen or a medical something happen and someone saves their life, they have this inane ability to be able to see what was on the other side in people that are walking the planet now. It's really interesting. It's very original. Gail Simone has actually got another book coming out. She's writing some stuff for DC right now. Or I'm sorry, no, she's writing Domino for Marvel, I believe is what I read. So she's an up and comer and she's writing some good stuff, man.
Plastic Man for DC though too.
So check out Clean Room. Again, it's not one that you are going to want to leave sitting out for the kids to flip through. It's not crossed, but it's definitely not a regular Marvel either. So it was very good. The other thing that I just finished up reading was from the Incursion series written by local author Brian Donahue, who was at MuskegeeCon and will be at Tulip City. It was the book with my character in it, which was super fun. And I got to read a little bit about myself. And there is, I don't know if you guys will ever read them, but it's there's a really cool weapon that the leader of this group has to fight monsters. And I would say it's probably one of the top five most well-known weapons in the history of the world. And it gets passed on to my character, which I think is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a serial style online release where I'll have kind of my own book, which is kind of really cool. Like, it's been a lot of fun reading it, and it's
awesome.
And like I said, I've talked about, you know, messaging with Brian and having conversations with him, and, you know, the fact that I'm reading this author's books and then I'm conversating with him about the book and I'm bitching at him because I can't believe he killed this character off, and we're laughing, and it's been a lot of fun. So a huge kudos to him, and I hope to, you know, to see some more stuff continually coming out of Section 28 Publishing. So
nice. Great. All right. Deadpool trailer.
So good.
We watched it here shortly before we started recording. In the beginning, I was hearing some people whining about this Deadpool movie, alluding that it's not going to be the best movie out there. It may not be the best movie out there, but dang, does it look fun, and it looks good, and I can't wait to see it.
Oh, yeah, me neither. So,
I got to think the people that have seen this must be just some slugs.
Right.
I mean, some real snooty people. I mean, I don't even know who's seen it, but I watch that trailer and think, my God. I mean, let's talk about a couple lines that they dropped in there. I mean, did they shock you guys? They shocked me. I mean, it shouldn't shock me because it's Deadpool.
Right. The Thanos line was great.
Oh, my gosh.
And I absolutely love the calling him One-Eyed Willy, you know, considering he played freaking Bran in the Goonies. I mean, what a cool, fun throwback.
Oh, I didn't even catch that one.
That's why I asked you if you did, and you all laughed like, yeah, we get it.
Oh, no, I just thought it was funny that he called him One-Eyed Willy.
Bran, that was his, like, first movie,
right?
You know, was he played Bran in the Goonies with One-Eyed Willy. So that, I thought that was a super fun little dig, you know?
Yep, and then he says, you know, the whole line about, you know, you're so, what do you say, dark? You're so dark. Are you sure you're not from the DC universe?
Yep.
I'm like, oh my God, that's hilarious. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic, I think.
So good.
The best part, though, is Deadpool ragging on Deadpool, cutting those bullets.
Yeah.
We thought, tell, it's all over, and he's full of holes.
Yes.
Yeah. So good.
Perfect. So good.
Excited about it. And Brolin looks like what you want him to be. Just dry,
right?
Soldier, you know, I mean, right. Oh, yeah. God, it looks so good.
And kind of that dark and brooding.
Yeah, so good. Yeah. Yeah, so pretty cool. All right, real quick, right before we went live, Steve threw it out there. He said, anybody got questions? And I'm going to tell you, I saw a couple come by here, and they looked...
interesting.
They looked very interesting. Let's see here. Let's see. Joe Crazy Bill, do any of you know a good moving service? Asking for a friend.
Actually, I do.
Nice.
So if you need, in fact, a fellow comedian of mine, James Brown Jr., owns a moving company. And he will lovingly pack all of your delicates in bubble paper. So
nice.
If you need that, let me know. Now, I also would never want to ever, with his experience and what he does for a living and how OCD he is about things, I would never want to pack his shit. Because I wouldn't want to try to do my job with him standing over me telling me I was doing it wrong.
No.
So.
No, for sure.
That's okay, because Bill needs a house first. So he's quite a ways off.
Yes. Aaron Dietrich, owner of Roma Collectibles, who we've interviewed on this podcast and had a great time talking to him. He said, stop being so damn handsome. I know that's not a question, but seriously, stop it.
God, he's talking to me, right?
He's probably talking to DeWitt. So.
You know, I would say I think Aaron is, like, he could sit at this table with us. I mean,
we have a chair.
He looks just like us.
Oh, he fits right in.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I think he's more slender than you and I.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. I mean, he's a big guy.
Right.
But I think he's more of a...
Oh, yeah,
guy.
I mean, he's not a skinny mini, but he's...
No.
Yeah. So.
He's not a fat ass.
No.
Harley and Michaela Jackson said, more of a comment than a question. You guys made my wife blush so hard on your last episode when Travis called her hot. She almost started tearing up.
Wow.
And P.S., she was listening with me.
That's so good. Well, hi, Michaela. And you too, Harley.
Yeah. He says, I guess I do have a question. Do any of you guys have a particular figure you've wanted forever, but you just can never get a hold of? I would say what I looked like when I was 18. If I could get that figure back.
Why didn't you say Michaela? You got one, Steven? You got one that you've been hunting for?
I would love to have a Wonder Bread He-Man in my collection. A real one that I knew was real. And
did you have a chance to buy mine?
I did.
But we never knew. We thought it was fake.
I was so convinced it was fake.
We thought it was fake, yeah.
And back then, I think I'd be more apt to make that decision now.
Yeah, because you have a little bit more knowledge.
So, you know, who knows what that was now, looking back on it. I think that they're actually more... I should say, I think that they're actually less rare than I thought they were back then.
Mm-hmm.
I still think they're rare.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to find one. And if I have seen a couple, never in the price range I could afford at the time.
Yeah.
Someday, maybe. So that would be the one.
Peter?
It's not that I haven't been able to get my hands on them, but I haven't pulled the trigger. I really want the first eight of the Ninja Turtles Midtown card.
Yeah.
The four turtles, you know, Shredder, April, the Foot Soldier, and Splinter. I'd love to have all those actually in the original packaging. And again, it's not that I haven't been able to find them. It's just that I haven't pulled the trigger on them.
Yeah.
You know, but I will start. I was doing a little searching last night on eBay and I was looking around a little bit. I'm going to start piecing that together.
Yes. Yeah.
That's something that I really want to do. So
I think for me, it probably is going to be Dragon Man, Marvel Legends figure from the Fantastic Four line. He's just a hard find, and when you do find him, he's just pretty expensive. Our buddy Carl Miller has one for sale, but it's a figure I just had spending $300 on a 6-inch figure is hard for me. So I don't know if I ever will, but
right.
You know, the hard part now too is because we've been in this so long that I realized if I just be patient, sometimes I can buy a whole lot.
Yep.
And maybe that figure will be in it, and I can, you know, just keep that one for me. But yeah, I'd say that's it.
Harley, that is a cool figure.
It's really cool looking.
The first one I saw was $485.
Yeah, yeah.
That was mint in the box.
Okay, which I've never seen one like that. I've seen it loose, but never in the package still. Joel, great question. Thanks, Harley. And Michaela, we'll be thinking about you. Michael Redding. More for Pete, but everyone can answer, and I'm answering this one, by the way.
Do it.
Playmates Toys did a subscription like Maddie Collectibles did for Motu. Would you subscribe? The figures being 6-inch, fully articulated characters from the original line, Casey, Ace, Metalhead, Mutagen Man, etc.
In. So in.
I think I'd be in.
I'd be in, too. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
That really does sound cool.
Yeah,
I hope they don't do that because I'm in on a lot of stuff.
Have you guys been watching his baby's progress on the pictures on? Are you guys friends with him on Facebook?
Yep.
That thing is so stinking adorable. That little girl, man. I posted a picture. I said thing. It didn't sound right, Michael. You know what I'm talking about. But I'm not one to like post on those pictures and like say those things on Facebook because normally I'm very snarky. But there was a little picture of her. She's holding a little stuffed animal and she's in like a walker in the hospital. And it just, and I had to put how stinking cute it was. You know what I mean? I just, so babies, really, it's really cool.
Babies
just,
are things.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, they're things. Give them about two, then they become people.
Oh, that's cool.
We're just glad to see everything's going well. So,
Jesus Rodriguez.
Jesus Rodriguez. I believe it's Jesus Rodriguez, but okay.
Any more drama from the documentary you guys took part in? Loved what Pete had to say.
Well, yeah, because I didn't make a Mexican joke, Jesus. That thing is damn near 30,000 views at this point, and I've got two mouth-breathing asshats that felt necessary to say something. I don't care at all. I will tell you that my boss asked me about it.
So, really?
Oh, I brought it up kind of in passing to him, and he's like, so, man, any more fun comments? And I said, no. I said nothing that I've seen. I'm surprised though with that many views, there's so little comments.
Yeah,
there's 39 comments on a thing that has been watched. Now, granted, Justin watches it, you know, twice a day, and jacks off. So I mean, you do the math on that. That's quite a few views.
Yep. But,
it's
It's hard too. Is that will take an account. So, example, we share it on our page. Those views count on that original view, but the comments
are on that post. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I'm sure there's a ton more comments out there about it.
We just haven't seen them.
Exactly. Yep. So, we're going to see what happens. The second trailer has been released. I don't know if we've shared the second trailer yet. We should probably do that. I actually, be honest, the second trailer I found much more enjoyable than the first trailer, which was weird because Pete and I weren't in it, and Pete was the highlight of the first.
Right. Okay, people keep saying that. The ponies. And then
it's cool.
The ponies were cool. And then me.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yep, you're right there with the ponies.
Right.
But the second one I really enjoyed. Just it felt, and you know why? Because I don't care about foreign figures.
Right.
But that the question of mint and package, and right, that to me was cool.
Right.
You know, and
because any chance you get to ride a fence, that's awesome. You know what I mean?
I went sprite because I was watching it going, I'm kind of riding,
and then that's what you posted. Nah. Both. Yeah. Thanks, Trav. I love it when you spew words out that do absolutely nothing for anybody ever.
Well, I don't. Anyway.
Yeah, we should have a new teaser tomorrow.
Oh, man.
We record this.
I hope I'm in there, like. I hope they got that abortion joke I made in there. That'd be awesome. Go for the trifecta. You know
what I mean? Jesus, we also want to say thank you, by the way. We saw you commented on the original post there telling those people to stop being bitches. We appreciate that. Jesus also had one more question. He said, also, what do you guys think of Marvel bringing back the Fantastic Four comics? Not sure if you've talked about this. We haven't actually talked about it yet because realistically we're trade guys. And so I won't read those books for another year, probably. Right. I personally am really excited about it. I've always been a fan of the First Family. So I'm looking forward to it. And I'm also holding out hope that Marvel Cinematic Universe is going to get the rights back to the Fantastic Four. So we'll see what happens.
I'll definitely pick up the first trade and give it a go. I did enjoy the Ultimate stuff, or it wasn't the Ultimate.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Ultimate stuff. But I'll tell you right now, 13 trades of that for me was just, it was just too much.
Yeah.
You know, I finished it because I was stubborn enough to where I wasn't going to not finish, but
yeah,
it did lose my interest after a little while. So, but you know, it makes you wonder too. It's, you look at I can't think of the word. You look at that group, that whatever it is, that help.
Books?
No,
pornographic material?
No. Marvel? That property. You look at that property,
okay,
the Fantastic Four property,
mm-hmm,
and it kind of died a slow death, and then they kind of said, hey, we're not going to do this anymore. I would think that if they're going to bring it back, that means two things. One, they're going to line up somebody who we all know and love, and they're going to give them at least the first few issues to write, and it's going to be a Remender, it's going to be a Hickman, it's going to be a big name, one of these guys that is known for, you know, bringing back a comic or bringing people back to a comic.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that's them telling us that we're going to get a movie.
That's kind of the feeling I had,
you know, too. We're going to get this. Let's get people talking about it. Let's get people interested. And then wham, you know, come January, we're going to see a trailer for a real Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, I can see Jessica Alba on the internet all the time. I don't need to see her in a movie. I love Jessica Alba. But I want a real Fantastic Four movie done by Marvel.
I don't know if you guys saw that there's been some fan casting things out there, and they said John Krasinski
as Reed Richards.
Yep, as Reed Richards.
I love that. I love John Krasinski.
And his wife in real life, yeah, Emily Blunt.
As Sue Storm.
And I'm like, love it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
That meme about the Marvel Universe, if it was casted in the 90s,
was
absolutely epic.
Yeah, it was good.
So good. I that was one of those posts where I was so jealous that I didn't come up with that.
Yeah,
that
was good.
Yeah.
What do you think? You got any Fantastic
Four? Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of excited, but I'm expecting them to come back, and it's going to be unrecognizable from the Fantastic Four that we love, and probably a bunch of changes in the costume that are ridiculous and changes in the characters, and I'm not optimistic that I'm going to like it, but I do like the Fantastic Four, so could be fun.
I can't be so negative
all the time.
I mean, it's why?
You want to know why?
Negative Nancy.
One of the four main characters is a female.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. Not anymore.
They put like, a female.
Not
in
anymore. It's going to be an all female group. All you know what?
They've already showed a silhouette of them.
Female Doctor Doom.
So, things.
And Doctor Doom, 1 week out of the month, just causes ruckus because she's on her period. It's going to be sweet.
Joseph Corzine.
Probably free bleeding.
Long time listener.
Look that up.
Free bleeders.
Look that up.
I don't need to look it up. I know exactly what it is.
You do know what that is?
Yes, I know what free bleeding is.
Well, just the description of it is enough, isn't it?
You know the reason for it?
Well, yeah, why you would look it up? No, I don't know what's wrong with you.
They don't shave their legs, so it doesn't get down that far anyways. Because
they're getting back at men.
Ah, Steve.
It's a hardcore feminist thing. They're getting back at men for raping them with tampons. Because we don't respect how their bodies work. So we tell them to stick something up there. It's crazy. Read that shit.
I've never told a woman.
I don't
want to
read anything crazy.
I know. I'm just read it. It's very gross.
Joseph Corzine says, what DC movie would you want Marvel Studios to get a chance to make?
What?
What DC movie would you want Marvel Studios to get a chance to make?
He-Man. It's a DC comic.
Oh, damn it.
They would,
Corzine, that's a great question.
They'd rock that, by the way.
DC movie.
I like it, Steve. Your answer was good. You don't got to go in depth if you don't want to. I mean, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I would love to see a movie of this character, period. But I would want Marvel to do it, and that would be Resurrection Man. I think there's a lot of cool stuff that they could do with that character in a cinematic universe.
Oh my god.
You wanna know why I picked that, Trav?
Because that's the only DC book you read.
That I've read. Because I just can't stomach them. They suck ass.
I'm gonna say Deathstroke.
I would have said Deathstroke, but that's what everybody was expecting us to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't think of
phone it in.
I can't really think. I'm just not a bit huge DC fan, and I'll be honest, I've enjoyed the Batman stuff. I don't really know how you do Superman great, and I know Marvel would, but I don't, how many Superman movies do I really need to see in my life? Yeah, I'd rather just watch Captain America.
So lame. Yep. Superman is so lame.
Yeah.
Superman could be great.
It's lame.
Superman is great. I've read great Superman books. Yep. But anyway. You know what? Superman was great. You know when Superman was great?
Christopher Reeves?
Christopher Reeves. Yep.
All right. Pete's top 10.
Yeah, not this week. So... one of these days, I'm going to do a top 10 of my top 10s.
Oh, I like that.
And number one is going to be me motherfucking those assholes from the Plastic Crack documentary. I wrapping up episode 99, and we are totally excited about what is to come for next weekend. We've got the Tulip City Comic and Toy Fair Palooza, whatever. At the Doubletree Inn in Holland, it's a Sunday show. We're going to be there Saturday night doing a live podcast for episode 100. And our wives, two of the three wives, are standing here because one is stuck because she lives here. One is my wife, and I said it's only going to be five more minutes about 20 minutes ago. And they never thought that this was going to last this long, but it did. So, in other news, I got to wish a happy anniversary to my grandma and grandpa, 69 years married today. 69 years.
Wow.
I mean, that's.
Did you say your grandma and grandpa?
My dad's mom and dad, the grandma and grandpa, 69 years they've been married.
Are they still
today.
Alive?
They are still alive, yes. Typically, people don't celebrate their anniversaries when they're dead, Trav. They are still alive. This was the grandpa that was actually the mayor of Roosevelt Park. So back in the day. But at any rate, so huge happy anniversary to them because, Jesus, 69 years. That is just, that's crazy. Wrapping up episode 99. This weekend, we're going to be at the Kane County, the Chicago Toy Show at the Kane County Fairgrounds. The Bashottis and the McCarthys are riding down dirty in the minivan. Going to take care of some business. Travis is riding down dirty with a couple of toy buddies. Don't know which one is downhill skiing at this point, but I'm sure he'll figure it out on the way. So we're going to be down there. We're going to be set up. We're going to be selling.
Let's be honest. It'll probably be Kyle because his hands are the softest because he's got old man hands.
He does have soft hands.
But the whole time, Bill will be saying, ah, I could have done a better job.
That's true. That's true. You look like you're lacking one of a bone there in your wrist. You're not really doing it right. So, yeah, Joe Crazy Bill, Kylie Moore from Touchy Station. It's going to be a good time. We're looking forward to it. My wife and I, my wife is super excited about all the stuff she gets to look at Kane County. Courtney Bisciotti is actually super excited about picking up some New Kids on the Block paraphernalia or memorabilia, whatever you want to call it. And if I can't find her a shirtless picture of Donnie, then it's going to be a bust the whole weekend. So hopefully come down and see us over there. We'll be set up again, and then my wife is going to kill me booth. Trav's got three tables to set up. He's got one table worth of toys, so it should be relatively easy to get in and out of. But for Stephen Bisciotti, the host and co-host Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy. And until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.